Cleveland broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah!
It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Nice one, Jolene. Nice one.
Sorry. So welcome back to the show, everybody. Jim Weaver is making fun of me because he knows that I love this music and I tend to dance around the studio. I hop like a bunny on this particular music right here. Bum, 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 bum. I'm sorry. It just makes me happy, and sometimes I get a little... out of control, and I run into stuff. But I had to get to my chair. That stuff was in the way.
Shall we start the show?
You always say that. We have started the show.
I've got a question or two for you.
What you need?
Possibly, maybe a little bit of help here. I'm hoping anyway.
I'm always here to help, big brother. But hold that thought. We've got something going on outside. John Bell is outside with... what looks like one of Coach's trucks driving up. Yeah, Coach is out front. Guess I better get out there.
So, what do we have here?
Hey, Coach.
I'm way ahead of y'all.
You can't possibly be talking about the discontinued grocery items. We have retired that subject, and you're a little late. You're not way ahead of us on anything.
I knew about this list last week.
Yeah, and we knew about it almost 3 weeks ago. We're not carrying this over into a third week. So now I got to give a little background. You guys, a couple of weeks ago, we got a list of grocery items that were going to be discontinued. And everybody in my orbit, everybody started hoarding things and thinking they were going to store them here at the farm. It ended up we are storing some things here, but we've reached the limit. And I guess Coach thinks he's going to squeeze in some stuff here and, you know, not going to happen. But we're also not going to talk about this anymore. Seriously, after this, I'm done talking about it. You're usually too busy for any of this stuff anyway. What's going on?
I had a few days off, so I took it upon myself to go load up on gluten-free maple-flavored Cheerios.
And obviously they're being discontinued, too.
It's my favorite cereal, Jolene.
Okay.
Not to mention, they are part of a nutritious and balanced breakfast.
Uh-huh. You can't find something else.
I have to have this particular variety because I'm watching my cholesterol.
You can find something else. You're just doing this because everybody else is doing
it. Don't you dare question my motives when it comes to my choice of breakfast cereals, Jolene.
You ain't storing them here.
Of course I'm storing them here.
Yeah, no, that's not going to fit in a studio.
My wife's not storing them in our house, and you've got plenty of room
here. Not the point.
Plus, you owe me for keeping all that vintage Tupperware of yours in my climate-controlled storage unit.
I love my vintage Tupperware. When was that?
While y'all were moving last summer.
That's right.
That stuff would have ruined if I hadn't protected it from the heat, and you know it.
No doubt. You really did me a solid on that one.
I had to keep all those lids organized.
Yeah, you got to keep the lids with the right bowls.
And stack all those stupid bowls properly
so
they wouldn't stick together.
Got to take care of the bowls.
I mean, who else would have done all that for you?
Not many people, I guess.
Nobody, that's who.
You're probably not wrong there.
And by the way, Jolene, my basement still smells like a Cheech and Chong movie set.
Why?
Girl T stored that sofa down there for a month.
You did store his sofa. Did it smell?
Weed, Jolene.
It smelled like weed?
Weed.
And the big conference room you have down in your basement?
It smells like weed. I still haven't been able to hold any of the youth group meetings down there.
I'm sorry.
So, yeah, I bought a few boxes of cereal for safekeeping at the farm, and I'm sure you're not going to have a problem with it.
A few. You bought a few boxes.
Maybe it's more than a few.
It is. There's probably room in Reggie's new shed back there by the bunkhouse. Let me show you where to go.
Okay. Thanks, Jolene.
John, you going to help us out?
I'm going to let y'all handle it the best way that you can. I have faith in you. It's going to be great. This has disaster written all over it.
Jolene Roxbury for Ride Hour.
Okay, Jim, you had a question.
You know, Valentine's Day is coming up.
Wednesday. You remembered?
Yes, I actually remembered.
Shocker.
I want to get something for my wife this year that's just not the same old, you know, candy, flowers, and whatever.
So you're going to take a break from buying something inside the convenience store while you're pumping gas.
I want to find something that's different, that's special, that looks like I thought about it for more than 30 seconds.
So you want to make it look like you were being thoughtful, but you don't want to spend a lot of time.
Something like that.
You need to go see my friends at Simply Shelly down in Fairhope off Highway 98 in Baldwin Square.
What's the name of it? Simply Shelly?
They have gorgeous, unique estate costume jewelry and fine jewelry. Beautiful stuff. You won't have to stress about it.
They'll even help me pick it out?
Not only will they help you pick it out, for all you guys and gals who are at a loss as to where to go to find a gift that's unique, lovely, fun, and fabulous, just like your special someone. Listen to this. As your special treat, Simply Shelly is offering 50% off all of their jewelry.
That's crazy.
Let me say that again. Half off their vintage costume and fine estate jewelry. But there's a catch. You have to mention our show.
Hang on, let me write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. You work here.
Got it.
So if you're driving around this weekend, or anytime right on up through Valentine's Day, and you need a fantastic gift, stop in Simply Shelly. Let them know you heard it on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour, and they will give you 50% off any piece of jewelry.
Sign me up. Where do I go?
Simply Shelly, Baldwin Square on Highway 98 in Fairhope. Make this Valentine's Day a memorable one for them and save some money. Tell them Jolene sent you and get 50% off on jewelry. Simply Shelly, Highway 98 in Fairhope. So this time of year, you know, we got Mardi Gras, we got Valentine's Day, we got Easter on the way, Super Bowl weekend. These are the times when the Roxbury players just decide one by one they're going to disappear. But some of them don't know what to do when I'm not there. So I'm going to play this for you guys. This is back when we were on other stations. I had to take a trip to do some network stuff, and the Roxbury players messed it up for me.
Pick up, 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 come on. Oh, there she is. Hello, Jolene.
Hello.
Hello, are you there? Can you hear me?
Oh, crap.
Oh.
I dropped my phone.
Oh, great.
I dropped the phone.
Get the phone then.
Hey, you going to get that? Or are you just going to stand there looking stupid?
Hey, hey,
what
hey.
Who's that?
Oh, come on.
Hello? Yeah, what?
A little frazzled?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I've been in New York for 3 days, and my southern charm is gone. Bye-bye.
Well,
what is going on?
Well, I've got a phone call that I'm trying to patch through to you from New York.
You have a phone call for me?
Yes. I've got a phone call for you from New York.
Someone's calling you
here,
from
here.
New York.
Right.
To talk to me.
In
and
New York.
And I'm in New York.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You're catching on. And it's someone from the network.
Somebody from the network?
Somebody from the network is trying to call you.
Is there a problem?
I don't know if there's a problem.
Oh.
Well, you want me to put them through?
All right. Put him through.
All right, here we go. Connecting now.
Jolene?
Hello? Jim, turn it up a little bit.
Hi, it's Dan.
Dan?
Dan Kelly with Cumulus in New York.
Oh, hey, Dan. How you doing?
I'm a little confused, and I wondered if you might be able to clear things up for me.
Okay.
You're here in New York this week, right?
I sure am. I'm shopping right now, as a matter of fact.
You're in the city?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you might have to come down here.
Down here? Down where?
To our office.
To the network? Why?
We have a problem with some of your people.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
They're not even in the city. They are visiting friends in Pelham. They didn't come to the city.
I'm looking at them right now.
Oh, who's there?
Well, let's see.
I'm gonna be sick.
There's a woman here.
Uh-huh.
She's wearing Mardi Gras beads and what looks like a tiara.
Okay.
She's arguing with security because they're making her take the pig out of the building.
No, it's Belle. I told her nobody was going to believe that pig was a service animal. You're absolutely sure it's a pig?
Yes, I'm sure.
It could be a really fat bulldog.
I may be from New York, but I know a pig when I see one.
Okay. Can't you just convince her to stay outside?
I tried to reason with her, but I swear she's been drinking.
I'm sure she has.
I mean, you can't just show up with livestock, Jolene.
I know, I know. We had some work to do up there, and, we were going to kind of work in a little vacation, too. But they weren't supposed to come to your office.
Hang on.
What are you doing? Dan?
Hang on.
Dan, what are you doing?
I'm looking at your affiliate agreement with us.
That's something the legal department should do, right?
It specifically states you guys have to stay out of New York.
I know that. That's a general clause with us.
So really, none of you are supposed to be here anyway.
Okay, I know, but we weren't coming down to the offices. I wasn't coming. I'm shopping.
And somehow Earl T got past security?
Whoa.
And he's been in the studio lounge all day, and he's got to go. He brought a portable grill inside, and he's frying catfish.
Oh, so sorry.
He's stinking up the entire floor, Jolene.
I'm sure.
You have to do something.
Come on, Dan, help me out here. I'm a displaced southerner. I need some hospitality, please.
Jolene, nobody here is accustomed to dealing with this redneck stuff.
Redneck? Oh, all right. Oh, look, I'm getting a hot dog, and then I'll come down there.
So great, I'll see you down here in about an hour.
All right.
Okay, see you.
Yeah, that's why I don't leave town very often. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you for taking us along with you, wherever you are, whatever you happen to be doing. We're going to take a quick break. What's that noise? And we will be right back. Don't go anywhere. What is that?
Along with the events, traditions, and over 40 parades that make Mardi Gras and downtown Mobile such a unique experience, celebrations and parade routes are expanding to more locations than ever before. This is Ginger Pointer, attorney at law, with some tips to help you keep the good times rolling while keeping yourself and others safe. Before setting out for the evening, get together and determine a designated meeting place should your group get separated. Enjoy responsibly. If consuming alcohol, utilize a designated driver. Never drive under the influence. With the availability of taxis, Uber, Lyft, and other services, there is no excuse for drinking and driving. Stay alert as there may be potential detours due to road closures. Be aware of your surroundings. If something seems unsafe or suspicious, notify a police officer immediately. Make sure safety is a top priority to help keep your Mardi Gras stress-free and enjoyable.
Guests of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour stay at that big fancy hotel downtown. Hey, wait, she never has any guests? Popping the top on a big old can of crazy. It's the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Jolene Roxbury. We're so happy to have you along with us. Taking us with you, wherever you are, whatever you happen to be getting yourself up to. If you're listening to this show on FM Talk 106.5, we are here every Saturday at 4 p.m. with a replay on Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. I always like to say it's great to listen to us and get in a really good mood before you have to wrangle all the kids or the dogs or whatever you got to do and shove everybody in the car so you can all get to church on time. It's tough. The struggle is real. It can really just ruin your mood. So we can help lower your blood pressure before leaving for church. And also our podcast is available at fmtalk1065.com. It's available on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour Facebook page, which you need to follow us so you can get notified of that podcast. And the show will be available to you with a click on demand right there. Poof, it'll take you over to us. Now, I was talking earlier about our grassroots syndication and how wonderful it was to get to know all of the independent radio station owners and staff that we got close to over the years. And we did a lot of traveling during that time, too. It's one of the things that made me so tired. But anyway, we got to meet some really great folks, and some of my mostest favoritest people were all the people at Sharky's Wings and Raw Bar in Clifton, New Jersey. Remember the year? I don't remember what year it was, but the Super Bowl was being played up there. And some of the Roxbury players left. They went up there and they kind of took those guys by surprise, but everything worked out, which basically means I didn't have to pay any damages or bail anybody out of jail. So the reason I was bringing up New Jersey, Jim says we have a call holding right now from New Jersey. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Jolene, this is Eric. I'm up in Clifton, Sharky's Wings.
Eric, this is crazy. I was just talking about Sharky's in New Jersey. What's going on?
I just have a favor for you.
Well, sure, anything.
Don't send those guys up here.
If you're talking about my people who came up there causing problems, I'm not sending them up there.
They came, when were they? 2014, I think the Super Bowl was up here.
Yeah, I was just talking about that.
Do me a favor, they're not allowed back.
I'm not ever letting them go back up there.
Keep them down there, please.
Oh, don't worry, I am. And whenever special events come around, I will get in touch with you just to confirm to you they will not be up there again.
Yeah, thanks for keeping in touch. That's cool.
Okay, well, it was good to talk to you and say hi to beautiful Corinne.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, wow. So that was Eric at Sharky's Wings and Raw Bar, Oyster Bar, in Clifton, New Jersey. That's where Earl T., Bell, I can't even tell you. Oh, we had an intern at the time. They took her for her 21st birthday. Mistake. And I get the phone call when all of those guys were up there. Mind you, they were up there without my knowledge. I had no idea. Just listen to this. This happened 10 years ago. It still annoys me. Maybe because everybody's still here.
It's time to crank up the Jolene Roxbury Wayback Machine.
Hello, this is Jolene.
This is Eric from Sharky's in Clifton.
Hi, Eric. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Where are you? Where are you now?
Clifton, New Jersey. Sharky's, it's a wing and roll bar. We sell wings and seafood, more of a bar, restaurant.
Okay, great. Sharky's Wings and Raw Bar, calling us all the way from Clifton, New Jersey.
In New Jersey.
Okay, so if you serve wings, you must be really busy this weekend. How many wings do you do Super Bowl weekend?
Super Bowl weekend, we usually go through, I want to say, roughly around 20,000.
20,000 chicken wings? And, of course, you're open all weekend.
Yeah, we're here all weekend prepping, getting ready, counting wings so it's easier for order.
And I'm sure it's all hands on deck, right?
We have all the cooks come in. I myself come in and get ready. We pre-cook them and then count them out by 50 because that's usually how the orders come, 50, 100, 25.
Have you ever seen somebody order 50 chicken wings and sit there and eat them by themselves?
One of my friends does it. He's a big boy.
It must be. That's a lot of chicken wings. Well, I tell you what, it's great to hear from you, but why are you calling me?
We have a busload of people here. We weren't ready for it.
What people? Jim, have you found Daniela yet? Daniela, my intern, is the only one. I thought she was the only one here, but apparently we can't find her either.
Hey, Jolene, it's Daniela.
Daniela, young lady, you are not supposed to be in New Jersey, and you're not supposed to be in a bar. I know your mother.
I can, too. I'm 21.
You're 21? Whoa, I thought you were 17.
Earl, you better leave her alone. That's my best friend's daughter.
It's a whole new ball game now,
I will kill you. Daniela, what are you doing there?
Mom said it was okay for me to be here.
Belle said it was okay for you to go.
Your mom's here, too.
My mother?
Hi, baby. We're having such a good time. Thanks for letting us use the credit card.
Daniela, look, you need to find a policeman. Okay, there's one on
look,
every...
I gotta go.
Daniela, you have to listen to me.
Okay.
Okay, listen. Get out of there.
I'm gonna get me a kamikaze.
What? Do you even know what that is?
No, but I'm fixing to find out.
Dee, hey, what am I gonna tell your mother? I'm supposed to be mentoring you. Look, let me call you in just a few minutes. Eric.
Yeah.
So what is the biggest problem with the group that's there?
We don't really do this. It's more of a walk-in kind of place.
What are they doing? What do they have?
Party to eat, sit down, a big party.
People?
I don't know, a busload.
Hey, Eric!
Oh,
hey,
no.
Hey, dude!
Earl.
Hey, Eric!
Jesus
Where's
Christ.
Where's the bathroom, man? Quick! You gotta be
I am really sorry. You can't
you
tell me that you're not used to drunk
Nike
people in Jersey. I know you are. I knew they were all there. Okay, can you tell? Can you see anybody else? Can you see any of the group? Who's with him?
There's a big mouth woman right here.
Big mouth. Okay, I can tell. I know who that is. It's Belle.
She has a big southern accent.
I don't have a big anything, dear.
Causing all kind of problems for me.
Is Earl causing, the guy causing?
I don't know what he's up to in his mind.
His mind doesn't work.
He looks stoned.
Who's stoned? Me?
Yeah.
I'm not stoned, man. I'm as sober as a fudge.
No, God help me.
Where is Chris Christie? Is he here?
There's another woman. She's yelling Chris Christie for some reason. He never comes here. I've never seen him. And
where
I don't think
he?
He's making an appearance here today.
I will make this right. If they damage anything, I'll cover it. So how about this? How about you promote your business right here on the show? You've got the microphone. Go ahead.
Anytime you're in Jersey, Passaic County, come visit us up in Clifton. Sharky's Wings and Raw Bar on Highland Ave. We got fresh seafood from oysters, the mussels, clams.
Oh, no. Hell no. I'm not eating any clams, dude.
Lobster, crab. We got wings.
Weed?
Wings.
Oh, I love wings.
Okay, how about a website?
Yeah, sharkiesnj.com.
Sounds great.
Jolene?
Yeah.
You got to get these people out of here before I call the cops.
So that was 2014. And apparently, Jim, do we get a call from Eric every year from Sharkies? Good grief. That is super embarrassing. They're calling me to make sure my people don't show up at their establishment. It's amazing I don't have ulcers.
This portion of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour is brought to you by Joe's Squash Stand. Here's Joe.
I squash things. Cars, houses, egos, pumpkins, careers, bugs.
Can you squash squash?
That kind of seems redundant.
How do you do it?
Well, I get this 2-ton metal boot.
Why would anyone have a 2-ton metal boot?
Are you making fun of my feet? You just squashed my self-respect.
Sorry.
No, that's good. You want a job?
This is Mandy Snow with your ultimate traffic watch. Wow, it is so busy out there today. I am so going to be late for my statistics class this morning. My friend Megan just called and said a school bus overturned in front of the Main Street Retirement Village. That's got to have traffic way backed up over there. Dude, I'm driving up on something now. It's a total wreck. Dude, that is totally Warren's car. Megan, if you're listening, Warren has totally totaled your car, dude. Hey, check me out. I'm driving the station van. Woohoo! Hey, ever wake up in the morning with somebody you don't know and they're really gross? Dude, get down to the Midtown Clinic. Ask for their $99 special. If it's burning, peeling, or popping, it's probably not good. Ask for Mr. William. Tell him Mandy sent you. I'm Mandy Snow with your ultimate traffic watch.
Roxbury.
This is Ginger Pointer, attorney at law, with some tips to help you keep the good times rolling while keeping yourself and others safe. Each year, more than 2 million people celebrate carnival season in Mobile. It's important that children are watched closely and never left unattended. Should your child get separated from you or the group, be sure they know your full name as well as their own, their phone number, and address. Children should also be advised not to climb on, over, or under barricades, as this poses multiple hazards for them and others. Keep little ones close by. Children are small, quick, and can easily get lost in a crowd. Remember, when the good times roll, it's always a good idea to plan and prepare. This is Ginger Pointer, attorney at law. Make sure safety is a top priority to help keep your Mardi Gras stress-free and enjoyable.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Jolene Roxbury, and I think I can safely say all of the Roxbury players and any extraneous irregular people are done delivering anything off the list of discontinued grocery items to the farm. I've dealt with that for the last 2 weeks. You guys have had to listen to it for the last 2 weeks. Well, you don't have to. You could turn the volume down, but we really don't want you to do that. We want you to stay with us. And you know, for those of you who may be stumbling across our little show for the first time, you might be wondering, what are y'all doing? Where did you come from? Why are you here? Well, I can tell you a little bit about us. Our show started right here on FM Talk 106.5 back in 2009. Then, over the years, we did the grassroots syndication thing. And what's really cool about that, when you're doing it yourself, yes, it's a lot of networking, but we made some lifelong connections with some independent radio stations, and some of our affiliates fell under the umbrella of a particular corporate cluster. And I use that term, corporate cluster, in a couple of different ways in my mind. But I think you know what I mean. Round about 2017, a couple of us got super seriously burned out. Because not only were we doing the show for several markets, but we were also continuing to do our regular work, creative and commercial production. So we said, something's got to come off the plate. And since we had commercial clients, we couldn't let down, just leave them hanging. It was the show that came off the plate. Plus, all of us were spread at different ends of the country, and even with a lot of technical conveniences, it was still challenging. Fast forward, we've had a location change, and quite frankly, a lot of life changes. Everybody's together at Roxbury Farms, either full-time, or they have their own Roxbury Farms B&B, and we are blessed to have many, many acres to accommodate everyone and ensure there's plenty of space between us. However, everybody seems to gravitate toward the work areas, the workspace and the common areas. There's a little bit of an explanation for you. I want to remind you guys to download the FM Talk 106.5 app. There you will have access to numerous podcasts of all your favorite shows on FM Talk. And I believe all the Moon Pie Minutes are there as well. And those are super fun. And edumacational. Oh, we all know what that music means. I know, I'm being presumptuous again. It's a phone call from my mom.
Hi, honey, it's Mama.
I guess you're in a better mood now.
What do you mean?
Well, when you're in a bad mood, you always say, it's your mother.
I always say Mama.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. No,
yes,
you don't.
Yes, I do. Well, I'm calling to find out what you're doing for Valentine's Day weekend.
Okay, just so you know, this weekend is Valentine's Day weekend for the Roxburys because Valentine's Day falls on Ash Wednesday this year, which is the start of Lent, and we're going to be giving up going out to eat. And that is quite a challenge for us because I don't really like to cook. So yeah, we went to dinner.
You went to dinner?
Yeah.
When?
Friday night.
Well, you didn't call me to see if I wanted to go.
No, it was just me and hubby. Why was I supposed to call you?
Well, because it was Valentine's Day.
But that's not...
Did you know that Valentine's Day was originally invented as a precursor to Mother's Day?
No. And I don't really believe that.
Yeah, kind of segues right into it.
You think so?
Well, you know, hearts, love, and you know, your mother is your heart.
Uh-huh.
Well, you're supposed to get your mother a gift on Valentine's Day, Jolene.
I didn't think so.
It's not just for sweethearts, spouses, and significant others.
Hey, you've always got Valentine's plans.
Yeah, I know, but your dad's in Detroit.
Where?
Detroit, with your Uncle Bernard.
Oh.
Don't you remember the boat show started this weekend?
Yeah, I remember.
And it runs all the way through next week.
What do you go all the way up there for?
Well, it was cold as hell down here, so he figured, what the hell?
You said hell twice.
Whatever. You know all they do is drink and eat buffalo wings the whole time they're there anyway.
I know.
At least he's out of my hair. Speaking of my hair. I need you to come by and take me to the girl who does yours.
I took you there once, but you didn't want to go back after you found out they didn't have a big bowl of candy in the lobby. Remember?
Well, I've changed my mind. I just don't want one of those old lady cuts. And the girl who's been doing mine has been making me look like Aunt Bee from the Andy Griffith Show, and I don't like it.
All right. I've been going to your hairdresser for a long time. There's got to be something else she did.
Well, she started talking about all her problems, and I just don't want to hear that when somebody's standing over me with a pair of scissors, Jolene. I want them to focus on me.
Uh-huh.
And I've been thinking about dyeing my hair back red like it used to be.
It used to be red?
Well, that was my second original color.
Mm.
I've got lots of natural red highlights anyway.
Uh-huh.
You know, my friends used to tell me I looked a lot like Lucille Ball.
Yeah?
Well, I'm sorry you already had your Valentine's Day dinner.
Well, I'm not sorry.
Sure would have liked to go on. What do you think about a Valentine's Day brunch on Sunday?
Well, I hadn't actually given it
Sounds
any thought.
Great.
And what I'm saying is
Hit me up around 11.
11?
That should give me time to blow dry the curlers out of my hair.
Nobody wears curlers anymore.
What's that?
Nothing.
All right. See you soon.
Okay.
Love you, baby.
I love you, Mom. I'll call you after the show.
Hi, this is Baldwin County Sheriff Hall Smack. Sometimes protecting the citizens of Baldwin County is not always happy work. We need a little laughter in our day. We do that by listening to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Why don't you take the opportunity to laugh along with us on FM Talk 106.5.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Belle's Beachside Kitchen. And joining me this week, the only man allowed near my Bunsen burners, the inimitable Alec Naaman.
Hey, Belle.
Hi, doll baby.
How y'all doing this weekend?
Very well, thank you. What you got for us this week?
All right, how about some grilled Cajun red snapper?
I haven't had any red snapper in quite a while. If I'm not wrong, I think snapper season is June this year.
You sure can't fish it year-round anymore. So if you're lucky enough to get out on one of those big old deep-sea fishing boats and they tell you they're going snapper fishing, you better jump, and you better catch all the snapper you can get. And put plenty away in your freezer if you like snapper.
I love red snapper.
It's one of my most favorite fish.
All righty, time to reveal your snapper secrets.
The secret to it is I get my grill ready to go. Okay, I get it good and hot.
Okay. Now, you don't put the fish directly on there, do you?
I don't put the fish directly on the top of the grill.
Jolene, would you pull some foil off the roll there, dear?
Whoa, hey, did somebody say they needed something rolled, man? Well, you see, I'm the guy that I'll just sit over here and be quiet.
What I do with the snapper to kind of get this flavor I'm looking for, I take and I sprinkle a little paprika.
A little what?
Paprika, Jolene.
Paprika, a little garlic. I put a little bit of shallots, some finely chopped shallots on there, some ground black pepper, pinch of cayenne, some oregano, some thyme, a little salt. Of course, I've already drizzled a little olive oil on it, so all my spices stick to it really good. Then I take some finely chopped chives and several little lemon slices.
And it goes right on top?
Right on top of the fish.
Okay.
Well, then I fold up the sides of the aluminum foil to make me like a little boat.
I used to make those when I was a child.
There wasn't much to do for entertainment on the Mayflower, was there?
I'm not that old, Smarty Pants, but for your information, the Cadeaux did come over on the Mayflower. Another story for another day.
Preferably another show.
And then in a small bowl, I mix up some of what's left of my paprika, garlic, shallot, black pepper, cayenne, oregano, thyme, salt, and the olive oil. I take all that, okay? Now this is already on top of the fish. All right, then I transfer that foil to the grill. I set it down on the grill, and I cover the grill, and I open the top and the bottom flute so I get the highest fire I can get.
All right, so we're going to cook these until they're just opaque in the center. How long?
Takes about 10 or 15 minutes.
And how do you serve this?
I serve it with the lemon wedges. It's wonderful. You can eat it right out of the aluminum foil. You can slide it onto the plate, depending on whether you are from the north or the south. You know what I mean?
And since we are in the deep south and no one's watching, we can eat it right out of the foil. Now, Alec, do we have to use snapper for this recipe, or will it work with other fish?
Well, all these ingredients, it can work with any kind of fish. Just as long as it's a good white fish, something like a grouper or a trout.
What about a nice tuna fillet?
I wouldn't try it with tuna, because that Cajun flavor just doesn't go well with tuna.
I will make a note of that right now. No tuna with the Cajun spices.
All right, that's all the time we have this week for this edition of Belle's Beachside Kitchen.
Alec, we'll see you next week.
Sounds good to me, Jolene.
See you next week.
And featuring Earl T, that's me, who was suspiciously absent from this segment of Belle's Kitchen. So what's the deal, Jolene?
There is no deal. We just didn't put you in the segment this week, that's all.
I started washing my hands like you told me to.
Good, good.
And I quit tasting everything and putting the spoon back in the pot. So what's the big deal? I mean, Alec likes me in the segments, I think.
And what's that?
Just ignore him.
And Belle doesn't mind me being here, huh? I mean, you know, I like to think I'm a positive portion to the show. And I'm a great roller, too, man. And, you know, I just feel like maybe I need money, you know, like,
Earl, do you swim?
I've already tried to throw him in once.
I'm on the line with my friend Alec Naaman. He's going to give us the scoop on Naaman's International Foods inside the new Piggly Wiggly at Airport and University.
It's the most unique store you've ever seen, Naaman's International Foods. And we're making all kind of prepared meals and casseroles and all of our compound salads like chicken salad and shrimp salad and artichoke salad, tabbouleh, hummus, all kind of good stuff. We'll also have freshly made pizzas. We'll have all kind of Greek food, Lebanese food, Asian food, Mexican food, Italian food. Oh, we're going to have it all.
Yeah, you had me at freshly made pizzas. And these dishes are so fresh and healthy, and they taste great. So delicious. Come pick up lunch for the family, dinner for the family. Naaman's International Foods. Inside the Piggly Wiggly at Airport and University in Mobile.
Naaman's International Foods.
See you there.
Each year, more than 2 million people celebrate carnival season in Mobile. This is Ginger Pointer, attorney at law, with some tips to help you keep the good times rolling while keeping yourself and others safe. While traveling to and from a parade, be vigilant of pedestrians while driving through streets. If you decide to find your own parking area, first make certain you're authorized to park there, then remove any valuables or personal items before leaving your vehicle. Before setting out for the evening, get together and determine a designated meeting place should your group get separated. Wandering around looking for your car is not fun. Before setting out on foot for your favorite spot on the parade route, try dropping a pin or snapping a quick picture of street signs or landmarks to help you remember where you park. Remember, when the good times roll, it's always a good idea to plan and prepare. This is Ginger Pointer, attorney at law. Keep your Mardi Gras stress-free and enjoyable.
This is Earl T reminding you that, I can't remember what it is that I'm reminding you of, but it has something to do with the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour, man.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
Hi, Jolene, it's Billy.
Hey.
Yeah, I want to thank you so much for letting me bring Mother up to the farm on Friday.
Yeah, I caved on that one.
I guess your heart grew 3 sizes that day.
Did she have a good time?
Oh, she had a wonderful visit. Wonderful visit. She enjoyed sitting out on that porch and playing Go Fish with Earl. And, she was telling him all her stories about Woodstock, you know, the music festival.
Your mother was at Woodstock?
Yeah, and I'm talking about the original Woodstock, not the ignorant 1999 disaster they tried to do. That was awful. And in no way did that one emulate the summer of love.
You know, I guess she would have been in her late 20s. I bet she's got some tales to tell.
Oh, yes, she has some stories. She brought her photo albums, too, up there. The pictures are, you know, they're faded. They're pretty bad. And the adhesive on the pages, you know, is all gunked up, you know. So the photo albums that she bought back in the day at the TG&Y store, you know, they used to have all that adhesive. You'd peel back that plastic on there, and it would just allow you to stick your precious family photos right in there and cover it back up. But now they've gotten so old, Jolene, the adhesive's all brown and gooey, and honestly, it's hard to make pictures out. You know, when you see a person's face, and you can't tell really if it's a person or a Bigfoot.
A Bigfoot?
You know, with their walking sideways like that.
Like the classic photo of Bigfoot walking through the woods, yeah.
Mother looks like a Bigfoot, Jolene.
That's awful.
I don't mean it in a bad way. I'm just saying.
Is there a good way to say somebody looks like a Bigfoot?
She does look just like a Bigfoot. If you look at her, she got the hair on her, a little bit of hair on her face, you know, from the hormones and the postmenopausal, whatever.
You need to check yourself.
How they get a mustache and everything. She's got a little bit of that going on. And
stop.
If she walks sideways like that, looks just like a Bigfoot.
Earl T was talking about one picture from Woodstock in particular that she treasures. Which one is that?
When she had made her way on stage with the Grateful Dead.
Wow, she got on stage with the band?
She got so excited she was waving her bra and her underwears around on a bamboo pole.
A bra and panty flag.
Mother's always been a plus size, so she was able to write on there, "Make love, not war," and write it all out on there.
Plenty fabric to write her message on them, huh?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, she had enough room to write the first verse of Uncle John's Band across the backside. That's a Grateful Dead song.
I know.
People was just singing. It was like Follow the Bouncing Ball, but except it was on the back of Mama's underwears. But anyway.
Why are you telling me this?
I'm telling you this because she brought those undergarments up there to show Earl, and she accidentally left them up there on the laundry room floor. I didn't know if you'd seen them or not, but I wanted to warn you not to put those things in the old washing machine, because all of them hooks and stuff on that ginormous brassiere of hers, you know, she's got a lot to hold in. It takes a pretty heavy-duty piece of equipment to lock them down, and so it's got all the hooks and the metal pieces, and I know that'll mess up a washing machine, especially an old one like y'all got. You might want to get you a new one, speaking of that.
No, I have a new washer and dryer, but I also have an older set that I love because there's more capacity, and you can actually leave something to soak in it. You can't do that with my new washer. I like to be able to fill it up and soak something in there. Well, why are you critiquing my washing machine? Are you coming to get her drawers?
I'm going to come up Sunday afternoon, and I'll pick all that up. I'll see you later, Jolene.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thanks for taking us along with you. I guess there's no way around it. Billy Davis is coming up here on Sunday to retrieve his mother's giant brassiere and underwear flag she had at Woodstock. She still has it, and she was up here sharing that memorabilia with Earl T. Sounds kind of weird, but you know, he's an old hippie, and he probably loved seeing it. Billy was warning me about the dangers of putting something that robust with all the hooks and the belts and the snaps and everything in our vintage washing machine in the bunkhouse. And I got a feeling that, excuse me, that maybe Earl has done that. Reggie's on the phone. I thought he was busy with Coach. Let's see what's going on. Hey, Reg. I think I know what that noise is now.
Yeah, Jody. Hey, your washing machine, you're dancing around. It looked like Jody Whiteley in a Soul Train.
Can you get in there to help Earl?
I can't get the dang door open.
Coach?
There's something blocking that dadgum thing.
Coach, it's probably the washer.
I ain't lying to you. This thing jumping all over the place.
I know. Is Earl in there? Can you see him through the window? Can you get in the door?
I'm trying to keep hold of it. I can't get in front of
it. Just give it one big shove.
Don't damage anything.
It's hitting the wall.
Help me.
Jolene, you got to come back here.
Nobody's supposed to overload it, and especially with all those hooks and bells and whistles and whatever else is on that.
You better know I ain't putting these big drawers in this washing machine. That wasn't me.
I know it wasn't you. It was Earl T. Billy Davis's mother was up there, bringing her heavy-duty Sherman tank-sized bra and underwear. Tell Coach he doesn't need to be shoving on that door. He's going to throw his shoulder out again. I guarantee you, Earl has that ginormous brassiere twisted around that agitator. But it's okay. I know it's not your fault. So what were y'all doing when you heard the noise?
Oh, okay. Wow, me and Coach, see, we was out in the new shed, in my new shed. Oh, thanks for allowing that, by the way.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, he got them discontinued Cheerios, Coach do. You know, the one that they got different flavors. They're so good.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, we were sitting in there, and I heard this racket coming from the bunkhouse.
Uh-huh.
And I look out there, and Earl up in there trying to fix the washing machine.
Oh, so he was in there.
And he holding up with one side. He got this big old pair of drawers.
Uh-huh.
Them ain't yours, is they?
Reggie.
I hope not. But anyway, it looked like a comforter, kind of, but it had leg holes in it.
I told you it was Billy's mother.
But anyway, he had it all twisted up around in the agitator.
The one time he decides to wash something. So where are they now? The drawers.
No, they still stuck in there.
You couldn't get them out?
Nah, we couldn't get them.
Oh,
nah.
Man.
You might know how to get them out there.
I don't know.
We can't figure it out.
I'll try. Y'all really tried to fix it.
I wouldn't lie to you.
You would. I'll be there in a few minutes.
Okay, then.
Can you believe this? It's almost like we just make all this stuff up. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Remember, you can access our podcast if you miss the show ever. Go to our Facebook page and fmtalk1065.com. Guys, remember, Valentine's Day is Wednesday, February 14th. Stop by and see my friends at Simply Shelley, Highway 98 in Fairhope. Tell them I sent you, and they will give you a 50% discount on their super fabulous vintage and fine estate sale jewelry. Simply Shelley, Highway 98 in Fairhope. Thanks for allowing us to share some of your precious me time. It's so much more fun when we're together. Be good to each other, and we will see you guys next week. We'll be right here. See you soon.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour contains copyrighted material and cannot be duplicated or rebroadcast in whole or in part without the express written consent of McAdoo Productions. We love you, America. Join us next time for more madcap adventures on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. I'm Mr. Announcer.